ourselves, just trying.
Thank you.
Prabhupada, Paramahansa Paramahacharya, all Sutera, Sutashi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chalanana, Bhaktivinoda Goswami, Maharshila Prabhupada Kijaya, Iskan, Founder Acharya. Srila Prabhupada Kijaya, Nantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Kijaya, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kijaya, Brim Se Gaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Kijaya, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopika Banashayam Kundrata Kunda Giri Govanan Kijaya, Vrindavanam Kijaya, Macharadam Kijaya, Jagadavasami Kijaya, Yamanamai Kijaya, Shimari Lasi Devi Gijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gijai, Govrindananda Hari 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 Go. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Gijai, Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Shimari Bhakta Vedanta Swamani Tinamani. Namaste Saraswati Devi Guru Vachari Nipashesha Shunyabadi Paschachadeshitari Soma Ganatimidandasha Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshura Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. So I want to thank everybody for wearing masks, and this is for protecting yourself and protecting everybody else from this deadly disease, which is rearing its ugly head up again. So, I was going to speak about the Chaitanya Charitamrita tonight, but I understand that tonight we're going to be giving certificates to the children who have been attending the school, the Krishna Conscious School. So I thought I would talk a little bit about children and raising children in Krishna consciousness and how to get the best results from raising children in Krishna consciousness, or how to get the worst results. We'll also teach you how to get the worst results. Okay, so first I'd like to quote a verse from the Bhagavad Gita that really sums it all up. Karnam gunasangasya sadasad janma jonishu. And for those of you who don't know what that verse means, that verse is in reference to something called the guna. Of course, guna means quality. In Sanskrit, it also means a rope. So right now we're talking about the three gunas. That means the three ropes, three modes of nature, right? Goodness, passion, and what else? Anyone know? Ignorance. Okay. So these three modes, they control every aspect of this material world. We are all like marionettes or puppets. Sometimes the mode of ignorance is affecting us and says, go to sleep. Be peaceful. Just like I was just talking to, we just had a medical talk that I'll be posting online in the next day or two. And there was a question, why don't people want to take the vaccine? And one of the reasons why people don't want to take the vaccine is because they want to be peaceful and not take any risks. They want to be peaceful. So the answer was, we can also be peaceful by being drunk, so it's not a good way to go ahead in life. So there's the mode of ignorance, peace, sleep, ignorance, forgetfulness, not really shanti. Then there's the mode of passion. Boy, you want to get more and more. I want that latest Xbox. Any of you here want an Xbox? No? Any of you here want an iPhone? No. Raise your hand if you want an iPhone. Nobody's being truthful here. No. Yeah, some people are just embarrassed because they don't like Apple products. So, and then the mode of goodness is just peacefulness, self-realization, love, and trying to help people, and then of course it's transcendental. So these three modes are like wet paint that covers everything in this world. So if you touch wet paint, like we're doing some construction in the temple, there's going to be wet paint, not today, but there's going to be wet paint pretty soon. If you touch wet paint, it gets over your hand or over whatever you touch with it. And your hand turns blue or red or white, depending on which paint you're touching. So that really determines, as far as the modes of nature are concerned, what shapes our consciousness, like what modes of nature we come in contact with. Now, what determines a child's psychology, because the child, as they say, is the father of man, because many of you would not believe this, but 100% of adults used to be children. I mean, that was a study. It's a scientific study that was done. And it's hard to believe, but it's true. I can show you my baby pictures, if you're interested, where I was bowing down and eating my first prasadam. So the child is the father of man. In other words, the children become later on, or a woman, whatever. And so there's something that shapes a child's consciousness. It's the modes of nature. It's really the modes of nature. Actually, to be more specific, it is the modes of nature, but the modes of nature in two different ways. One is called the nature of the kid, you don't use the word nature, when he pops out of his mother. I'm not going to talk about the birds and the bees right now. So, or the stork carries him, or he's born from an egg, or whatever. So, what sort of nature or mode, combination of modes of nature the person has when he's born, and then what happens afterwards? The two technical words used for that are nature and nurture, because nurture means how you take care of the kid after he's born. So, in the Vedic system, there's a way to get a kid with a good nature. That means before they're born or up to the point that they're born. And that's called the Garbhadan Sanskara. The Garbhadan Sanskara means when the parents conceive the child, their consciousness attracts a certain type of soul to come. Like the parents have just watched a Bollywood movie, then that's the type of soul they'll get. You know, the child will pop out. Yeah, not really exactly in the beginning, but anyway. But that, because you don't see it in the beginning. It's like a seed. If you look at different seeds, of course, I'm not very expert in horticulture. To me, every seed looks exactly the same. Not almost. Almost every seed. It looks exactly the same. I can't tell the difference between one seed and another. And so the way you tell the difference is when it grows and gets fructifies. And in the same way, sometimes with children, you know, they look cute as the Dickens when they're born. Like Hiranyakashipu. Anyone know who Hiranyakashipu is? Hiranyaksha. Nice kids, they were so sweet. The mother would hold them, rockabye Hiranyakashipu on the treetop. We love you. Oh, doesn't he have cute little cheeks? You know, like the children, parents go up to the children, they pinch the cheeks, right? They do that sometimes? Or he has your eyes, she has your nose, he has your big mouth. Oh, sorry, so. So anyway, so the kids look real cute when they're born, but then, you know, after a while you figure out what they are when they grow up. So anyway, so people are born with inherent nature based upon their parents' consciousness at the time of conception, because certain types of souls are drawn into the womb of the mother. And of course the story that illustrates this is the birth of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Because you have Diti, who is the mother of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, and Kashyapa was the father, and Diti was just thinking of things that you shouldn't think of. And as a result, she had some nice kids who later on did try to destroy the universe. So that's one thing. And then the second thing is nurture. But nurture is more important than nature. Not that you should neglect the nature, but the nurture is more important. And I'll prove that by telling you one or two stories. Once upon a time, there was a kid born with a good nature. And he was Krishna's son, and the mother was Bhumi. Very good combination. I can't figure out better parents than that. Are your parents better than Krishna and Bhumi? Huh? Yes? He says yes. He's a good son. Anyway. He said, "No, my father's better than Krishna." Sometimes the parents are saying, "I'm your Krishna, you're my Radha." They don't do that in his case. But anyway, so who? You just don't find better parents than Krishna and Bhumi. They're both great souls. Of course, Krishna's the greatest soul, and Bhumi's a pure devotee. And so they had this nice little boy. It was so adorable and so Krishna conscious. And then what happened? He had bad association. He became a famous person named Bhoma-sura. Because he was called Bhoma because he was the son of Bhumi. And he became Bhoma-sura. And what happened is Krishna had to kill him, terminate him. Terminate, that's an interesting word. He had to terminate him. So there's, oh my God, there's an example of really good birth, but then bad association. Because he associated, his friends were just like the worst friends you could think of. And then he became a rascal. And then on the other hand, you have people with really bad birth, like my friend McGrory. Anyone's heard of McGrory? McGrory was a hunter, but not just an ordinary hunter in North Carolina with shotguns and everything like that. You see these people here. One time, in the early days of Nukaloka, I was living in my cabin in the woods, and the hunters came in to my cabin. I was just like chanting, Hare Krishna, awesome. These big gorilla-like men came in carrying, what, like submachine guns. Anyway, not really. It wasn't submachine guns, but they came in, and I said, "Get out of here! Nishinga Bhagavan!" And they ran away. So this particular individual, McGrory, was a hunter. And what happened, he was not only hunting, he was half killing animals and taking a lot of joy in half killing the animals. And as he was taking joy in half killing the animals, who comes along but Narada Muni sees him, or sees the animals, sets the animals free. McGrory gets angry at Narada Muni, "Why are you setting the animals free?" Narada Muni says, "Why don't you just kill the animals completely instead of half killing them and taking joy in seeing them suffer?" And McGrory said, "This is my family tradition." Everybody has a family tradition, right? "So this is my family tradition." And then what happened is that Narada Muni gave McGrory a virtual reality experience, a simulation hypothesis, for those of you who study. He showed him, "This will be your future." Actually, this is an ideal way to present Krishna consciousness to people. "This is your future. You're going to be a cat in your next life." And then we'll put them on Zoom and have put a cat face on them or something so they can see what they look like in their next life. Actually, we're going to do that in the future, to show people what their future is like. Or if they kill cows, of course, they have to take a cow birth for every hair that's on every cow that they take part in killing or eating or transporting or cooking. So he was shown the future. He saw all these animals coming at him because he had killed them. And he had a wake-up call at that point. He said to Narada Muni, "What should I do?" And Narada Muni said, give up your weapons and chant Hare Krishna. So he began to chant the holy names of the Lord. And Narada Muni said, I will take care of your maintenance. You won't have to worry about eating meat anymore, killing animals anymore. And that's exactly what happened. After a while, he was reticent to even step on an ant. When Narada Muni came next time, he was jumping to avoid stepping on ants. So here's an example of someone with really bad background coming to a very high platform. And there's so many examples. You read our Shastras, Haridas Thakur and the prostitute, Valmiki Muni, similar type of story. By chanting, even accidentally chanting Ram's name, right? He was chanting Mara, 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 Ram, 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 Ram. Because Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Punashudim Dachimdo Binadwam Namanamina. Krishna is there in his name. When you associate with Krishna's name, then Dina Hina Yata Chilo Harinam Udurilo. Whatever your background is, you become elevated. So, how does this relate with taking care of children? We put a gun to their heads and say, chant Hare Krishna. And that, no. We expose them in a loving way to Krishna consciousness from their very birth. And even before their birth, just like it's described about Prahlad Maharaj, he got exposed to Krishna consciousness when he was in the womb of his mother, Kayada, right? He was in Narada Muni's ashram, and Narada Muni was instructing his mother, and he was listening inside. Don't think a kid can't listen inside to what's happening outside. Even in the Mahabharata, you have Abhimanyu, who heard about the chakra formation when he was inside the womb of his mother, right? Everybody know the Mahabharata? He learned how to get into the chakra formation, but not out. So it's good to listen more attentively. So this is the whole point, Karnam Guna Sangasha. So therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, again referring to Prahlad Maharaj, who's going to a really bad school, he advised his classmates, what? Komara Acharet Pragyo Dharmam Bhagavatam Niha Durlabha Manasa Janma Tadap Dhruvam Arthadam. Because his classmates told him, when he was trying to present spiritual life, his classmates told him, spiritual life is only for old people. Just like all of you looking at me, he says, isn't old man, you know, good he gets into spiritual life. You know, who knows how much longer he has to live, you know. Can't do too much old at that age. Believe me, I can't do a lot of things at my age. But anyway, so that's the general conception. Just like when Prabhupada was in India, he, before he came to the West, couldn't get any young people to join him because they were thinking, I have my whole life ahead of me. And I will become God conscious when I get old. After I can't play golf anymore, or cricket, or what else do people do? Or lawn bowling? They do lawn bowling sometimes? No? In India, they don't do lawn bowling? Yeah, they do, I've seen it. Cricket, whatever. So, but Prabhupada couldn't get anyone because they were thinking, you know, I'm young, it's time for this, you know, got my whole life ahead of me. It's not that you have to give up your whole life for spiritual life. That's a misunderstanding. It's not that everybody has to become like a fanatic sannyasi like me. You know, over 50 years ago, I decided to do this, and I haven't looked back since. And I'm happy. But that path is not for everybody. Different strokes for different folks. So, but it's important. Komaram Acharet Pragyo, Prahlad Maharaj says. It's important to take association from the very beginning. And he's preaching to his friends in the Asura Kula. And this is a school for let us say, Rakshasas, and Yakshas, whatever, Pisachas or whatever you have there. And he says, Komar Acharet, one must. Acharet is the imperative form in Sanskrit. Acharet Pradya, one must take up. From the very beginning of life, Dharmam, Bhagavatam, Niha, learning about Krishna consciousness. Then later on in life, one will actually understand the goal of life, and everything that one does will be done in terms of the goal of life. So our school here at Krishna Conscious Schooling, we have different schools. Of course, we have the Sunday school, we have our daily schools, we have schools for adults here every morning. We have a class at 6:30 in the morning every evening. I have a class online at 5 o'clock, which I'm giving right now. There's a lot of people online who are watching. Krishna Conscious Movement is a movement of education. Education and good association. Because by that association, like we talked about in the beginning, Karnam Guna Sangasya Sadasa Jama Jonishu, by good association, one gets liberated. Mahat Seva Mahur Vimuktes. By having good association, you get liberated. And everyone wants to be liberated. Everyone wants to be free of the pangs of the material existence. And so that's why we at Prahlad Maharaj and the Shastras prescribe association, Krishna Conscious Association, from the very beginning of life. And I wish I had had Krishna Conscious Association from the very beginning of life. I had to wait 20 years to have Krishna Conscious Association. 20 years of being a demon. No. 20 years of being a Rakshasa. No. He said, no, no, no. 20 years of Bollywood movies. And anyway, better late than never. So that's the best thing. And also, Lord Rishabhadev in the Bhagavatam says, no one should become a father or a mother or a worshipful deity or spiritual master unless you can do the right thing by your children. What's the right thing is to free them from the cycle of birth and death. Because that's the whole purpose of this life. To free ourselves from the cycle of birth and death and ultimately go back to home, back to Krishna. So we're very happy we have this Sunday program. And we're going to keep it short today because Aditya Narayan Peru, who I work for, asked me to keep it short so I could hand out some certificates of appreciation for the children who've been attending these programs. And we have such wonderful teachers. Who are the teachers, first of all? Ratnaradika Gijay. Ratnaradika was brought up here in New Goloka. She was educated here in New Goloka in Mother Mula School, and she was this small. New Goloka.
And you have
Kirtana Sundari Mataji. Kirtana Sundari. Kirtana Sundari was a little older when she came to New Goloka. But, like me, it's better late than never. And well?
Vijaya Mataji.
Very well. Sweta Mataji, she's not here right now. Sweta Mataji, she's not here right now. So we want to thank these teachers for giving their association and stressing Krishna consciousness and helping the young folks learn different verses and learn about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Okay, so should we do the program of the certificates now? What?
Is that extra?
Yeah, there's another mic in there. You can get the other mic. So anybody have any questions before we proceed with the certificate giving? Questions? No questions. No challenges today. We have some devotees going to the university. We pray that they will always stay in good association at the university. and not succumb to method alone. Not succumb to methodological atheism, which is what is taught at the university. You got to turn the volume down on that particular one. Which one is it?
Four.
Just look at four. I don't know if you can figure that one out. All right, and no questions or comments? Yeah, we have a question. No? No. Why don't you just take this microphone, Aditya? Because I'm pretty much finished.
Hare Krishna. So let's thank the Lord Vishnu for
so we're gonna go offline now. We'll see everybody. Actually, you could watch what's happening, or maybe we'll just go offline, and we'll see everybody tomorrow, same time, same station. And then